In the past couple years, hundreds of thousands of people have gone back to school. They're trying to retrain, maybe refocus on their careers. That would normally be a good thing, except in states like California, where deep budget cuts mean community colleges have reduced their course offerings by 20%. And that means thousands of people can't get the classes they need for job training because there simply isn't enough space. There's one California school that's experimenting with a new way to solve the problem. This summer, Santa Monica College will implement a kind of two-tier system for students to pay for different courses. Students can secure guaranteed spots in the courses that are most in demand if they pay a higher fee. And Martin Goldstein is with us, a professor of communications at Santa Monica Community College. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Can you explain the rationale behind this kind of two-tier payment system?
Well, basically the rationale is to add classes that otherwise we could not offer. We're only allowed to give enough courses that we are paid for by the state. And given that they've cut back so much, we essentially could not offer these classes unless we charge a certain amount that it costs us to offer them. We're not getting reimbursed by the state. So rather than turn students away and say you can't have the classes and perhaps miss perhaps even a year of their lives while they're trying to catch up on their classes, we are going to offer them. And again, not everybody will be able to get them. We'll only be able to offer a certain number of classes.
And what's been the response from students?
So far, I would say, honestly, it's been mixed. There's a certain sense of they don't want to pay more. Right now, it's $26 a credit, and it's going up to $46 a credit. These would be about $200 a credit. But I think the students are starting to get the idea, as they understand more of what's going on, that it's a possibility of getting the class that they need. And if they can get the class they need, in effect, they're saving the time and trouble and lost opportunity costs of not getting it, not transferring, perhaps spending a year of their life doing something else before they can move on. So it's right now, I would say, it's controversial. But again, we haven't offered it yet. It's going to start this summer. I think once it's out there that these are classes that they need to get, that they can get, I think the response will be very positive.
That's Martin Goldstein, professor of communications at Santa Monica Community College. Also with us is Pedro Noguera, sociology professor, head of the Metropolitan Center for Urban Education at New York University. And Pedro, I mean, this is controversial because people feel like they shouldn't have to pay quite this much. $200 is a far cry from $26 or $46. What's the problem with having students pay for a course that otherwise the school wouldn't be able to offer?
Well, the real problem is for the students. It's going to be easier to do something like that at Santa Monica, where there's a more affluent student body. But once you start to go to other parts of the states, and invariably other community colleges in California will follow this lead because they have to, because they're strapped for funds, it will have a major impact on students. It tends to be that many of the students enrolled in community colleges in California are working and are struggling to get by, and an increase like this will really put community college and many of the classes they need out of their reach.
Well, let me go back to Martin Goldstein here for a moment. What's the alternative, Martin, for a community college like yours that is strapped for cash? If you don't charge more for this course, you simply can't offer it, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, one of the people in Santa Monica has stepped up and offered a $250,000 fund, a scholarship fund, so that anybody who can get that course will not be turned away because they can't afford it. And again, we also actually have a two-tier system in existence right now. People from out of state or international students, and I teach quite a few of them, are paying about $280 a credit, and they're happy to pay it because they are getting the classes and getting a very good education. So the issue really is access. Are they going to be able to get the classes they need when they need it? And if we can't give it to them, that's a major loss. If we can give it to them and it does cost more, it's not as good as giving it to them at the given price, but we can't do that. Again, that's not our fault. That's the state's fault. We don't have the money. So rather than turn them away, we're giving an option. And with the scholarships on hand, it will really not be an economic burden on anybody. My guess is that there'll be quite a few more people who want the classes than will be able to actually get them.
Martin Goldstein is professor of communications at Santa Monica Community College. I mean, I can hear you thinking, Pedro, not everyone's going to be able to get a scholarship, and I can understand absolutely that $200 is a lot to pay for a course when you're working and just struggling to get by. What's the solution, though? If the community colleges don't have extra money in their budgets, then where do you turn?
Well, that's the problem. The community colleges don't have many places to turn. And you're seeing this happen, different versions of this happen at the University of California, where they're increasingly raising fees for some of the professional schools, particularly, again, to outside, students from outside the state. So it's a privatization of the entire public university system that is becoming more and more dependent on student fees and tuition because the state is not providing the support it once did. And it's really sad. I mean, the public higher education in California was really the envy of the world. It has been one of the best systems in the world. And because of the financial constraints on it, we're seeing it become increasingly inaccessible to large numbers of the public because they can't afford it. And I think, especially with community colleges, which are often the gateway to higher education for low-income students, this is a real travesty. And again, I think Santa Monica Community College, because of the affluent population it serves, is really an exception. Once you look elsewhere in the state, look at L.A. Community College, for example, where most of those students come from very low-income backgrounds, this would be a huge burden, and I don't think that they're going to be the same kind of private support. And even in Santa Monica, I'm not sure how long that private support will be sustained.
Pedro Noguera is sociology professor and head of the Metropolitan Center for Urban Education at New York University. Martin Goldstein, certainly you can see that this is kind of the edge of a wedge in terms of, despite the fact that it probably is unavoidable, that making college more expensive makes it more difficult for people in low-income families to reach it.
No, I mean, that's absolutely true. Though I must say that most of our students in Santa Monica College don't actually come from Santa Monica. Many of them, in fact, most of them come from Los Angeles. And most of them are of low income. That is understood. But I would object to the term privatization because this essentially is a public college with the same teachers, the same classrooms, the same syllabus, the same for credit, all of it being done publicly. We are just charging the cost it is to the college to do it. So it isn't outsourcing. It isn't University of Phoenix. It isn't something like that. It's really simply expanding our ability to offer classes. And with Cal State cutting back and UC cutting back on the number of admissions, the number of people who can go there, we have cut back on 300,000 students who are being turned away from the community colleges. You have to look and say, well, what's the cost of turning away those students? Is that huge? Is it better to turn them away, or is it better to give them a chance at least to take these classes? And I feel that it's really a better shot to give them the opportunity to take the classes and work within the system to try to get the funding restored so that we can offer more classes for everybody.
Pedro Noguera, so where should the funding come from? If the goal is to make education as equally accessible to everyone, regardless of what their income is, where does that extra money come from? If the state is in a deficit situation, if they've had to make cutbacks in order to balance the budget, then where do you get the money?
So California is, unless California does major restructuring in its tax policies and in the way it allocates public dollars, they're not going to have the money for higher education. They also won't have the money for K-12 education. And that's the kind of huge problem they're faced with. I mean, right now, the prison system takes up way too much of the budget. The prison, the corrections officers are one of the most powerful lobbies in the state. It continues to have a very regressive tax structure in the state. These are the problems they've got to confront. If they can't confront them, we will continue to see fees rise and colleges, including community colleges, become out of reach to students at a time when we should be putting more students into community college and into higher education.
Pedro Noguera, sociology professor, head of the Metropolitan Center for Urban Education at New York University, and Martin Goldstein, professor of communications at Santa Monica Community College. Thank you so much.
you know, thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
So what do you think of this technique of widening the access to classes by forcing students to pay for classes, pay more for classes that are in higher demand? We've got some responses. A listener from South Carolina texted this. Isn't it a form of price gouging? From Aiken, South Carolina, we got another text. That's the free market for you. Supply and demand. We wanted it. We got it. What do you think of free market approaches to higher education in the community college realm or the traditional four-year college? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. And this is The Takeaway.